Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. We're having our great visit with our good friend Cliff Inico, succeedinginyourbusiness.com. Right, Cliff?
That's it. That's the website.
Check out the website. You can find all of his writings there and all about his books and all the things that he does, including his most recent book, The Crowdfunding Handbook, all the way back to his landmark watershed book, Money Hunt. Cliff, thanks again for being here. Recently, you've been doing a little bit of studying of artificial intelligence, and this is a topic. I've been telling my audience for a long time now that two areas that's going to be a full up in their windshield over the next decade are going to be AI and blockchain. And tell us what you've learned about AI.
Well, we're starting to see it now, Jim. This isn't something that you're reading about in books and articles now. I've had some personal encounters now with AI.
Close encounters of the third kind?
Kind of interesting. Close encounters of the strange kind, I will say that. Yeah, well, first of all, I mean, one is a real simple thing. I use Gmail for my mail, as a lot of people do. And I don't know if you've noticed lately, but there's a new feature now in Gmail where you start to type something and it finishes your sentence for you.
Yep.
You know, it does, you know, it actually knows, it actually looks at what you're writing. And when you use certain phrases, you know, over and over again, it automatically fills
in. My phone does that.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of programs are doing this now. And my first thought when it first happened was, oh, my God, that's cool. This is going to save me a lot of time, you know, doing that. You know, this thing actually understands.
And then
you know,
it became creepy.
My turns of phrase. Well, it became more than creepy. All of a sudden, I woke up one morning, literally about 5 o'clock in the morning, I said, wait a minute. This thing is looking at emails that I am sending my clients.
Wow.
You know, that, you know, I'm supposed to keep things, you know, 100% strictly confidential. Mm-hmm. I mean, is this thing also looking at their responses and stuff like that? I mean, I tried contacting them.
That's the reason I don't use Gmail. I use the messaging, which I typically don't do anything confidential on that. I never do confidential on messaging. But I don't use Gmail for that reason. I disabled
that feature. In fact, it's very interesting now. Some of the state bar associations now are taking the position that it isn't ethical for an attorney to do business with his, communicate with his clients via text message, via IM, unless they get a software program that can capture and record the interchange for future reference. Even the bar associations now are starting to wake up to AI and how.
See, this comes back to. Cliff, what I've been talking about now, as you know, for a long time, the whole ethical element of leveraging technology, digital leverage. We're describing the digital leverage of our lives that has not been appropriately developed to include ethical behavior. And when we say ethics, I'm not saying.
Yeah.
It's unethical. It just doesn't contemplate the ethical world that we live in or that we require.
Exactly right. Yeah, exactly. You know, and you're exactly right about this. I mean, you know, for years I've been saying it. You know, lawyers always make, you know, very poor company at cocktail parties because we can't talk about anything we're doing.
You're assuming we invite you anyway, Cliff. That's the one thing.
That's right. Well, here's another situation, though, and I hope we have time for this. But about a month ago, I got a client. Okay, and basically, you know, the landlord sent their version of the draft. They made some mistakes. I corrected them. I sent them back, and when I got the thing back, they had only they didn't make any of my changes except one. And they said for this one change, call the landlord. Told this guy, you know, some inside lawyer in the bowels of our company. So I called them and I said, you know, hey, look, I made five changes. They were perfectly acceptable. Why'd you reject four out of the five? And he said, oh, that wasn't me. He said, that was our AI program.
Wow.
And I said, what? He goes, yeah. He says, when we get stuff back from tenants council like you, we just don't have humans look at it. We have it run by run it through an AI program. And this thing is programmed to reject everything except certain specific things that we then take back to the inside lawyers. And I said, well, there were some things wrong, and, you know, he did fix them eventually, but there you go. This is where
that's the reason you, if you get a contract element rejected, folks, you got to check it out. I've been saying that for a long time. Hey, Cliff, thanks for the cautionary tale there. Come back soon. Good job today.
Always a pleasure, man.
Cliff Inico, ladies and gentlemen, succeedinginyourbusiness.com. That's how you find him online. And if you get a chance, let him help you. He will do it. As you can tell, he knows his stuff. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.